Welcome to Lead, Empower, Grow, a podcast featuring entrepreneurs who lead families to financial security, empower people using innovative financial products, and grow legacies in the process. Today's guest is Field Vice President Yvonne Nguyen, and our conversation is perfect for Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. We talked a lot about how she taught English as a second language before coming to FFS, and how thankful her clients are that she can speak the same language as them and help them understand the financial products that they need and ultimately help them for their future. From her time growing up in Vietnam to her time selling insurance in California, Yvonne has a lot of great stories to tell. So, without further ado, let's get to it. Thank you so much, Yvonne, for coming on the podcast. First, I wanted to ask how you found FFS or what you were doing before first financial security came into your life.
My story, it's just like a lot of people, it just happened, not planned, but it just happened. I went to a Sam temple with a lady. She's very nice, but she very quiet.
Yeah.
She said that I have to invite at least two person to a meeting. So can you come with me just to show up? Please just come, you know, just an hour. I'm gonna take you to lunch after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I actually attend that meeting and I fell in love with the structure, with the products that we have, the protection, that we have illness protection too. And the most important is we have the lifetime income. It just like opened my eyes with the product that can fulfill what I'm asking for. So that's why I'm saying, oh, wow, if it can fulfill me, then it's going to solve a lot of problems to people out there. So that's why I joined the business with FFS.
Oh, amazing. So it sounds like you had a very effective BOP. It sounds like you were like, this is for me. Right?
Yes.
That's amazing. Did you find it was hard at the beginning when getting off the ground or?
Yeah, you know what? Our community, the culture, people don't believe in life insurance. They avoid talking about life insurance.
Right.
When I just joined FFS and we have the New Year Festival, we have a booth about life insurance. No one stopped by and I only have one client. But slowly, I kind of figure out how to explain how to educate my people, my communities. People are going to go through death. People are going to go through illness. You need money to live your life, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I think this product has give you a lot of benefits besides just death. I believe that nowadays, because of a lot of radio stations and TV and media talking about IUL, annuity, it's easier for us.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard the thing about the culture before from other agents, but it sounds like when you went to the BOP, since you liked it so much at very first, did you have any like ideas about the life insurance beforehand? And then you were like, wait a minute, and changed your mind? Or was it just that you didn't know necessarily about the products and right away you were like, this is good?
Exactly. Very good question. Same thing like other people. I don't like to talk about life insurance. When I bought my first house, I have a term. Because I'm afraid that if anything happened to me or my husband, then that's going to help my kids go through the difficult time. But nowadays, I think about life insurance. And through the education, through a lot of trainings and through a lot of reading, then I found out there's a lot of beautiful benefits in life insurance that can benefit us through tax. You know, that's a lot of ways that we can use life insurance, not just for death benefit. That is my experience. So that's why to talk about life insurance nowadays, we're using that as a vehicle that gives you a retirement.
Yeah.
I always say that, first of all, you have to have something to protect your life. So we have to have something to protect our asset in case of illness. And we need to have a stream of income as we live. So this product that gives you the three things that we need to have in our life, just for one-stop shop. It's better for tax in the future too. All of us know that tax is going to be increased. And then we have to do something about it. We know that we don't do anything. It's just there. So we have to plan, but plan right.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of started talking about what I wanted to ask too, which is you found success. And I wondered if the three points you just said are what you usually lead with, or is it kind of like, each person, you kind of have to figure out where you're going to come in at.
It's different, yeah. Yes. That's what people ask me, what is the best product? But, you know, just give me the best one. And I almost talk to my clients. I said that there's nothing is like the best product out there. Whatever it fits you is the best. But you know, some people make very high income, but a lot of people make like just decent one. Whatever it fit you, I think is the best. That's why with each of the client, when we sit down, I ask a lot of questions. I ask questions to understand, and I listen through when they share their situations with me so I can understand their needs and concerns so I can sit down and plan a perfect plan for them. Using annuity, using life insurance in different way.
Yeah, I hear that so much. That is so true that you're helping people and each person is different. Each person has different finances. So it's not like you can just apply one thing to everybody. Yeah.
Some people don't need to leave debt benefit to anyone. So they don't need to have a lot of debt benefit, but they need income to live on. You will be surprised. Not a lot of people understand about tax. I have my cousin that CPA that every year she asked me to open an IRA for her clients. You will be surprised that a lot of people don't understand why they open an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
They just open an IRA, but they don't even understand why they open it. I don't want just to give my client whatever they ask for. So that's why when I sit down, I'm asked them, why do you open an IRA? And then she said, oh, because my CPA. I said, oh, no, how much income did you make? And we kind of have a conversation to prepare for the future if they need it or not. So sometimes my clients very happy that open an IRA and then decide I open an IUL for them so they can have that. And they said, oh my gosh, I don't know there's such a product out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, yeah, you know, I remember a story when I was in Vietnam and a lot of people here told me about in America, they have a freeway over, street over, you know, like street over street, you know, like, and I can't imagine that. I said, no, no such thing. I can't believe. But when I actually came here and I saw myself with my own eyes that it actually, this is what happened. I learned that anything can happen. So just listen, just open your mind, open your eyes. People can share with you so different beautiful things that you don't even know. I share that story with a lot of clients that they think is too good to be true. You know what? No, it's that good.
Yeah. There's an importance to seeing or experiencing, which is hard with financial products because you can't kind of show people like you would if you brought them to a zoo and was like, here's a lion. You know, it's all still kind of in your head until you get the numbers and see the money in the future. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the hard part, but it's why we talk about financial services with our agents, because it's your job as well, or our successful agents explain to people why they're getting the thing instead of just giving them the thing because they need it. Like, it's also about helping them understand why they need this for their finances so that they feel comfortable knowing this is the right thing and these people are looking out for me and my agent is looking out for me. Yeah. It's very important. Yeah, California, that's like Atlanta where I am, similar highway structures, similar. Yeah, they call ours the spaghetti loop, like when all the exits are going off together, like you could stick a fork in it. It's like noodles. But I wanted to know what you were doing before FFS as far as like, did you have financial services job beforehand or was it a complete left turn into being like, now I want to do life insurance or were you kind of in business at first still?
You know what? My career before, I used to be a TA, a teacher at elementary school, helping Vietnamese students when they first come to US with ESL, with translate for them, helping them to adapt to the new environment. Mm-hmm. And I used to have a nail shop. My last job is I have a garment shop factory in Vietnam, so I travel a lot. But everything has changed. The income that I used to make is not like that anymore. So I'm thinking it's not worth for me to travel back and forth like that. That's why I stay back here, I mean, to California. But it's never come to my mind that I'm going to sell life insurance.
Of course.
Because I saw a lot of agents back then selling life insurance, especially for me. Whenever people have a cold call, I don't know if you remember, that's usually like table, a landline, people call and I hang up right away. Yeah. But, you know, I said it's really hard to sell a life insurance, especially with my community, with the culture that we have. But here I am, 14 years.
Yeah.
A lot of things has changed. Like phone has changed, technology has changed, life insurance is changing to fit in your lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's getting more innovative and being, you know, more flexible. And that's a great thing as well. And, you know, we all got to start somewhere. And that's kind of also the purpose of our agents, is we all kind of understand that you just sit down with someone and you're like, this is where we start. We're starting to build your financial future. And I talk to agents a lot from the beauty salon business. We've got people who were preachers. We've got people who were working in like chemistry sometimes. We got people who were working at construction, you know, like, and they all find the opportunity and they're like, this is great. People need to know about this. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I'm interested in how many people were already selling life insurance in the Asian community then.
But you know what? I think it's very smart, this kind of structure with recruiting the same culture, the same language.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for Vietnamese people to talk to a Caucasian with different languages. They can't understand completely. It's come to finance. You need to understand completely. Yesterday, I talked to a gentleman. He said that I thought that I had to talk in English with, you know, the different agents, but I'm so happy that I found you that you can speak Vietnamese.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel so much easier to talk to you. So I think it's very important that you understand the culture and the language that they're talking to, you know. So
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you have a good perspective on that, being a teacher of English as a second language.
You understand that thinking. So you can actually get into their mind and solve the same problem. Like, you have the same problem. So we can talk.
Yeah, as long as you understand. I felt that. They might feel it. Yeah.
That helped me understand that when you talk to a person, you don't try to sell a product. Try to tell a story.
Yeah.
That's how I figure out the selling method, like telling a story, sharing a story, so they can understand more, not trying to sell something.
It goes back to what you were saying earlier about the highways and about not knowing that things might be possible until you like see them or hear about them, where it's like, ultimately, it's the client's choice always. We're just presenting them with things that will help, they could help, they might want to do. Yeah. And then I always just like to ask my agents if you have any goals you were reaching for in the next few months, the next year?
Recently, I have a chance to talk to a lot of younger generation, 21, 20 years old, or the oldest is 25 years old.
Yeah.
Because when I was that young, I never thinking of saving or building for my retirement. I just know that I have to go to work and make house payments and food at the table.
Yeah.
Never thinking of saving that early.
Yeah.
So nowadays, when the young generations come to the office and they starting to get engaging into this type of saving, of retirement, I share with them, I said, I don't know if you continue in this path, but at least you're going to bring something to your life. I mean, you're going to learn something to help yourself and your family. Because at that age, I don't understand anything about Roth IRA, IRA or anything, but with your age right now, that's going to help your wife, your kids a lot later on, saving early. And I think a lot of younger generation is changing the community. So I'm glad that young people nowadays are very active in social media and everything to change the way of saving.
Yeah, spreading knowledge. That's a great goal. I love that. I know some agents trying to work to get that younger generation. It's so hard. And I was the same way, to think of the future when you're just that young before your knees start hurting. You know, you feel invincible, and yet you're also just trying to get food on the table. You're also just being like, okay, how am I an adult? How do I buy groceries?
But because our coaches never talk about financial worth with the children, so the kids don't know how difficult that the parents have to work to have food on the table, to save up for their college, to do this and do that for the family. And that's why I'm glad that my community is changing over time. I think we're going to get better.
Yeah. Yeah, it has gotten better. Yeah, I've already seen financial knowledge increase. Well, thank you for being on the podcast, Yvonne. I think you gave a great perspective. And I hope you listeners out there appreciated it too. To hear more about financial services from entrepreneurs like Yvonne, you can listen through our past episodes at our feed or at firstfinancialsecurity.com. While you're at our website, you can check out our blog posts about financial services and, of course, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to listen to new Lead and Power Grow episodes the moment they air. Till next time, thank you for listening.